All week long, Krista made you laugh. Now hear it again.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Welcome to the Krista Mornings Podcast on 93.1 Jams.
The most music in Madtown is on 93.1 Jams with Krista Mornings, and it's time for Breaking Bad News. It's never fun to do to break bad news, especially to someone that you care about, and then you come to us because we're just really good at it.
It's extremely scary. Luckily, we're here.
Yes, we are.
Kind of.
Sometimes we're not very good at it, but heck, you can still try. We are actually speaking with Brandy today. Good morning, love.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, honey. So you emailed us that you need to break bad news to someone, and who would that be?
I do. It's currently my ex-boyfriend. We're going through the process of breaking up right now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We were living with each other and planned house and all of that fun stuff, and of course we got a dog with each other, our Bailey, and I've recently found out that he has been talking to his exes, seeing his exes, and just being really freaking shady about a lot of things, which kind of was the straw that broke the camel's back for me, and we're finished now. So he thinks that he's getting Bailey out of the breakup, and this is me telling him that I'm keeping the dog.
Ah, gotcha. How long have you been together?
2 years.
Oh, so that's some time.
Yeah, but let's focus on the important thing here, the dog. You have a little dog named Bailey.
Yeah.
And
he, you know, he's great. He's great with the animal, but I just see it not working out where he's going to be able to take care of Bailey full time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even though we both have the dog, getting the dog was my idea. So I'm taking full reins. I'm taking responsibility for him. And if he gets upset about it, he can go get his own damn dog.
Yeah, gotcha.
Now, when you say he wants Bailey, is he like calling you? Has he told you he wants Bailey, or you just think that?
No, I know that he wants him because he's been asking me how we're going to share custody of the dog, which I'm no, that's not. This is, we're breaking up and we don't have kids.
Right.
The only kid that we might have is this animal, which clearly I know he cares about him, but I'm more of an animal lover in this relationship than he ever was. So the fact that he's even trying to ask me, I feel, is his way of trying to keep me in his life as well. And I'm not having that.
All right. So today you're going to break the bad news. So do you have your dog with you currently?
I have. Yes, I do.
Is this a boy or a girl?
It's a girl.
Oh, okay.
Aww.
Yeah. So is that what you're going to say? Like, too bad, dude, you're not getting her.
Yeah. I mean, pretty much he can come and say goodbye to her if he wants, but this is his escape route of being like, oh, we're breaking up, but I'll still be able to see you through the dog. It's like, this isn't a real child. We're going to be fine. And Bailey won't really miss you at all.
That's right. Who screwed who over in this relationship?
Either way.
It sounded like he did.
That poor pooch.
I know. Well, all right. Once again, we're going to give him a call and we will mute our line. He can't hear us, but you will. All right.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Hey, Brandy. I'm glad you're calling because I've been trying to get in touch with you.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello. Yes.
Hey.
Brandy, what's up?
I am just wanting to talk to you about Bailey.
Yeah, me too.
I know. You've been reaching me like a crazy person, so this is me calling you back.
Well, it's hardly being crazy. Like, you have my dog.
Okay, stop acting as if it's just your dog, first and foremost, okay? And we're also dealing with a dog here, not a child. And I hope you're sitting down while I tell you this, but I have come to the consecutive decision that I will be keeping Bailey full-time, and there's no need for you to come and see the dog in the first place.
I don't care. She is my dog. I've done more with her since the beginning. You got her and you did the vet stuff in the beginning, but that's it. You didn't take care of her. I'm the one that gave her baths. I cut her nails. Everything for her. This is my dog.
First of all, you're fucking ridiculous, and I don't even know what kind of alternate universe you live in where you think that you were the sole caretaker of this animal, but you were not. It was both of us, but it has been...
This animal has a name, and it's Bailey.
Oh, he is pissed.
Good job. I'm glad that your memory serves you well, because you're going to have to...
You don't have to be condescending, Brandy. You don't have to be condescending. And this is why we're breaking up, is because we don't. I don't want to fight with you. I don't want to do anything else. Whatever happened, happened, and I want my dog. That's it.
I'm making it like you're breaking up with me when... Dude,
it has nothing. Fine, fine. You're breaking up with me, Brandy, for whatever I did. I'm a terrible person. Fine, but I'm keeping the dog. I'm keeping the dog. And if you have a problem with it, I'll come get the dog when you're at work. I'll get the dog, Brandy. Like, we don't need to argue anymore.
You're turning this into a stalker issue, because if you show up at my place...
It's not a stalker. You have my dog. You have my dog. You have my dog. I'll come with the police. It has nothing to do with stalker. I'm not worried about being caught. You have my dog, and that's it.
Okay, we're going to break in, because once I hear police, you know this is getting out of control. Good morning, David.
Who is this?
Hey, David. This is Krista with Krista Mornings on 93.1 Jams with our producer, Aaron.
Hi.
You just embarrassed the shit out of yourself on public radio. So congratulations.
This is ridiculous. I didn't embarrass anything. I don't care if I'm on radio. You have my dog. Now everybody knows that you have my dog.
Well, people know the backstory to who you are, too. So you're just sounding crazy or shouting, this is my dog.
Fantastic.
My dog.
If you want to keep belittling me and you want to keep calling me names, Brandy, you can do it. But let me get my dog so I don't have to deal with it anymore.
You guys clearly, obviously, this is, I can see why this relationship has ended. And it's a toxic one at that. For some reason, though, we have to find some sort of conclusion, though, and some sort of safety net for this dog. She sounds cute, Brandy, for you guys to either one of you is going to have to give in. I don't know. I feel like we need to bring these two, I don't know, to puppy court or something. So, David, I mean, honestly, you might just need to, like, just calm down a little bit, because you're a little, upset.
Listen, I don't need anybody to tell me to calm down. I'm done with this. Brandy, I hope you're ready, because I'm coming to get Bailey.
Oh, no. David? Lock the door, girl. Lock the door.
Yeah, I'm going to start having to file a restraint against you. I mean, this is complete.
Ow.
He's such a moron. He thinks this animal is his. And if you look at any of the papers that I have of this animal, my name is on everything, including the vet visits.
I wonder if that'll make a difference, because, again, your name is on all the documents. I mean,
if they're on documents, you can get a recording of this.
Yes,
and
honey.
That might help you out.
Yeah, he's a screw loose. He just dug himself a really big hole. So I'm glad I did that on radio. Yeah.
Look at that, we helped someone.
Look at David, are you happy about that?
Oh, there we go.
Happiness forever and ever.
Wake up!
Wake up!
That's exactly what I intend to do.
Krista, mornings on 93.1 Jams.
Hey, I'm Krista on the station that sounds like Madtown on 93.1 Jams. You can help us control the music that we play. It's super easy. You just have to... What's going on? Where am I? What is the meaning of life? That's a good question, Krista. Thank you, Krista. Oh, I guess we're back inside my head. Why do squirrels always look like it's their first day of being a squirrel? If you ever think your ideas are dumb, just remember there is a man out there who made millions by inventing the pool noodle. Is it weird that even the worst mattress feels 1,000 times more comfy after the alarm goes off? Isn't a redheaded man who works in a bakery basically a gingerbread man? Ha! Ginger jokes! I can say that because I am one.
Krista? Hey, Krista.
Oh, shoot, I'm talking right now. Yeah, just go to madtownjams.com, become a Friends with Benefits member, rate songs, earn points, and start winning great prizes now.
Krista, mornings on 93.1 Jams.